Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are, you're listening to 5 Minute Motivation. I'm Brian Donovan. Yeah, we got a little professional.
Like that.
I'm Brian Donovan. I'm here with Patrick Giarelli.
Morning. Oh, hello, people.
All right. So if you're not familiar, we are breaking down quotes that you might see in your everyday social media feeds. That could be Instagram. That could be Facebook. That could be your mom calling you up and telling you something positive about your day ahead and being the great mom that she is. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
So get ready, open your mind, and the next 5 minutes will change your life.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take over, God. We gonna make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gonna fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it.
So that quote, if your mom calls you up and gives you some sort of generic platitude, some sort of advice for the day or the week ahead, and she doesn't give you some sort of relatable story behind that quote, no offense to mom, but that quote might be somewhat worthless. It might give you some juice for about 5 minutes and get you amped up, but once you get where you're going, you might lose a little bit of steam. And what we want to do is we want to give you some practical, anecdotal background to some of these quotes and give you some kind of tangible visual cues that might help you remember that quote and help you relate back to that quote when you need it the most. We're going to do that by sharing some of our wisdom, sharing some of our experience, some of our stories that relate to these different quotes. We're just going to take them, we're going to break them apart, and then we're going to put them back together, and hopefully that brings value to you. How we're going to do that, we're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. Patrick is going to give us a quote, and we're just going to chat about that quote for approximately 5 minutes. I'll tell you this much, because we're all about value, I guarantee you never going to be less than 5 minutes.
There you go. Amen to that. Yes, I like that guarantee.
And because we know that you can hit the pause button, if you're in a hurry, hit the pause button.
Yeah.
Come back to us.
Not that big a deal.
We're grabbing lunch later. Come back to us.
Yeah. Brushing your teeth, checking us out.
So Pat is going to give us a quote. I'm going to put 5 minutes on the clock, and we are ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Just as we develop our physical muscles through overcoming opposition, such as lifting weights, we develop our character muscles by overcoming challenges and adversity. Stephen Covey, who might I add is one of my favorites. You know, so I noticed that at first because I think about the overcoming opposition through our physical muscles. Yeah, such as lifting weights. So I ironically chose a long time ago, conscious choice, to go to the gym every day for those physical muscles. But you know, that's not what I'm going to talk about. What I'm going to talk about is those character muscles, overcoming the challenges and adversity. You know, one of the things that I thought about was when I was a younger man, I got fired a lot from jobs.
Yeah.
I made a lot of poor choices.
Right.
Wasn't at my best moral fiber. Wasn't at my best punctuality. Cut a lot of corners. Went through a lot of adversity. But one thing I never did was when I was down, I never got out. Even if I was making shitty choice after shitty choice, I updated my resume. I put myself back in front of business owners, operators. One of the things I'm thinking of a lot is my restaurant days back in the day. I used to work at a lot of restaurants. And man, I can remember at one point going to probably the better part of 7 to 10 interviews in the span of 7 to 10 days and just getting one of those jobs. And one time I got a job as a dishwasher. Okay. Now, my personality, I'm just going to be flamboyant for a moment. I am a front of the house restaurant person, but gosh dang it, I found myself in the dish pit of Rockola Cafe. Wet feet, soggy hands, muscles that I don't know if you ever worked in a dish pit or ever done a thing where you literally stand still for 8 hours at a time, but it was terrible. But what I was able to find out was that while I was in the dish pit, if I showed up to work on time, if I hammered out washing dishes, as time went on, that kind of catapulted me to an opportunity as the host. Now I'm in the front of the house. That position as the host gave me more eyes and angles and opportunities to interact with people and show my true colors and show my grit of, you know what, if I got to be in the dish pit, I got to be in the dish pit. Now I'm going to be a host. After I was a host there, that gave me a little bit more resume. And before you know it, I was a waiter at another restaurant in town. So my point to all that is that you can see the adversities and you can see the challenges as roadblocks, as a new wall, as something that, oh God, what am I gonna do? Or my point is, just like when my alarm goes off at 6 a.m, I wake up and I go to the gym to exercise my physical muscles. Through life and in those early years, but still to present day, I like to also have those options to overcome the adversity, the challenges, grin and bear it, and realize that it's still just going to be up to you. I know I come back kind of full circle to choices, but when I was down and out and I was trying to find those character moments, I could have just succumbed to be a piece of shit. I could have went and figured out ways to live without money. It happens. Or I could have catapulted from opportunity to I'm not going to lay down. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to build myself up. And I'm going to find more opportunities. Said this before, I think similar anyways. Opportunities don't find you. You've got to find them. That was my thought on Mr. Covey today. What do you think, Brian?
Just give me a quick reboot on the the quote there.
It's a little bit longer.
I think I'm probably going to expand a little bit upon the hiring and firing situation and kind of go along that same thing.
I feel you, man. Just as we develop our physical muscles through overcoming opposition, such as lifting weights, we develop our character muscles by overcoming challenges and adversity.
Okay, so maybe I won't go back to firing, although I do have one quick note on firing. If you have the humility to take somebody else's decision to fire you, if you have the humility to understand and agree with that person and say, yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah.
As opposed to some people who might say, hey, wait, I was in the right,
reasons.
Yeah. There are no reasons. There are no excuses. If you fucked up, you fucked up, and you need to use that as an opportunity to learn. Some people may do that out of a defensive reaction, thinking that if I get fired from too many jobs, I'm never going to get hired again. Mm. So I need to, claw and scratch my way back into, you're not going to do that. Mm. Take that situation and learn what you can from it. Yep. Glean whatever you can from it and use that in the future. We're going to go a little bit over here today because I want to talk about daunting situations where you feel like giving up and what the opposite decision will do for your long-term growth. And the best example of this situation is in my career in making TV commercials and having, anywhere from 2 or 3 to a dozen people looking at you for direction and wondering what the next step is going to be, and you're going to have to tell them what that next step is going to be, and they might not know all of the behind the scenes things that are going down the drain and that are falling apart and that are not working out. They might not know that, but you still have to get through the day and accomplish what you set out to accomplish on a film set, a movie set, running a crew at a restaurant. All of these things, you need to get to your end goal no matter what the situation is. And the specific example that I have in my experience is I was going to shoot a TV commercial at a specific location. We had a rental house. We needed a specific looking house. And we had coordinated with a realtor to line up a location for this house. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, I sent out a text, or this may have been at the point where I called this person instead, which is rude at this point. I contacted this realtor and he backed out. The shoot was later on that morning and he backed out at the last possible second and left me hanging.
So there's your adversity.
So there's some adversity. So what this forced me to do is scramble and brainstorm as to what contacts do I have? where can I line up a home to shoot in? Because I've got actors, I've got crew, I've got all these people that I can't just call all these people up and say, hey, listen, we're off. And so we found a place. And then because you have these things planned out ahead of time, once that domino falls, positive or negative, sometimes dominoes will have positive effects, positive ripples. Sometimes they're negative. Truthfully. But things started to not go so right, and there was a point in the middle of that day where in my head, I thought to myself, if there were a cancel button on this whole day, if there were a stop button, I would hit that motherfucker, because this is not going our way, and this is really, really rough. But there wasn't that button.
No.
I didn't have that button.
No.
If I just gave up, I would be not only letting myself down, but I'd be letting numerous other people
time,
down. I would have gotten fired.
Respect.
Yeah, it would have been waste. It would have been a huge waste, and just nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be a quitter. But after that day was over, and on the next project, and on the next project after that, nothing is going to ever be that bad, because I've already been through it.
Yeah.
And so that is the same thing as going hard on leg day and not being able to walk for 3 days.
Yeah.
It's flexing that muscle so that the next time it's easier.
Boom.
So if you go out there and you have a shit day and the dominoes are falling and you feel like everything is collapsing around you, just know that that shitty Monday makes next Monday just that much easier.
Completely. Completely agree. Hell yeah, Brian. You rally. I mean, you just rally off of your positive vibes. Keep things in perspective. Compare the worst to the best in your own mind, but always try to get back to that best. And don't let that worst be your normal, be your regular, be your, oh shit, here we go again. Say, no, I remember that time that it sucked. You know what I did? I tied my shoes a little tighter and I kicked ass. So go out there and kick ass today, people.
Thank you for listening to 5 Minute Motivation. Have a great day.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I thank the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
I'm all tangled up. Jesus Christmas.